HSE managers will be asked by the Taoiseach to utilise all available resources to alleviate pressure on our hospitals when Mr Varadkar meets them this afternoon. The HSE says hospitals are under sustained pressure as a result of patients attending with COVID, flu, RSV and other viruses. 1,200 people are being treated in hospital for respiratory illnesses. Tommy Mescal of our political staff can tell us more of what the Taoiseach has been saying today. Tommy, the Taoiseach was asked first of all about the high attendance levels at hospitals and whether the government has been adequately prepared for this.
That's right, Brian, and this obviously follows the news this week that the Health Services Executive has set up this National Crisis Management Team to try and focus minds and resources, if you like, in terms of trying to alleviate the pressure on hospitals. We have seen unprecedented attendance levels in hospitals right around the country, and of course one of the criticisms levelled at the government by the opposition parties and others is that the government had not adequately prepared. But this morning Leo Varadkar was giving a press conference to journalists. And he was asked that very question. We can hear what he had to say now.
There's a number of factors at play, of course, a rising ageing population and also the presence of three viruses, COVID, flu and RSV. So we're going to be under a lot of pressure over the next couple of months. It is the case that government has prepared for this. It's not a surprise. We have almost 1,000 more hospital beds than we had 2 years ago. That's the equivalent of three new hospitals, more than 1,000 if you include community beds. We've thousands of more staff, never had more nurses or doctors or midwives working in our health service, and we have the biggest budget for health ever. But no matter how well you prepare, we're still going to be under a lot of pressure, as indeed will be the case across Europe and across the Northern Hemisphere this winter. But we're going to do everything we can. Certainly my message to the HSE senior leadership team, which I'll meet this afternoon, is that I want them to deploy all resources available immediately and also over the winter period to minimise the suffering and inconvenience that patients are going to face, and to make sure that the staff in our health service who are often pretty burned out at the moment, particularly having suffered the pandemic, that they feel supported too. And that's going to be the message.
Tommy, on this programme on Wednesday, the Chief Medical Officer was saying that she'll be asking people to resume the practice of wearing face masks on public transport during this surge in respiratory illnesses. Now, the Taoiseach was asked about reports as well, perhaps of a face mask mandate being introduced.
Yeah, so this perhaps a question as to whether it could be helpful in terms of helping to reduce the attendance at hospitals. We heard Professor Breda Smith saying on your programme earlier this week that Ireland was in the eye of a storm approaching Christmas, and she called on people to consider wearing masks on public transport and in congested settings. Leo Varadkar today telling journalists that there is no proposal to government to reintroduce any sort of mask mandate. However, he did reiterate that call, that if people are on public transport or in crowded settings, that they might consider wearing those face coverings. We can hear a clip of that as well.
As things stand, we don't have any proposals to reintroduce a mask mandate, but we are encouraging people to use masks in crowded settings, particularly, for example, on public transport. Very much saying to people that if you have respiratory symptoms, you should stay at home until they're resolving. You don't want to pass on a virus or an illness to a child or to somebody who's elderly or infirm. And then also really encouraging people who haven't taken the vaccine yet, whether it's the flu vaccine or the COVID vaccine, to do so. They do work. They can prevent you getting sick. And when they don't prevent you getting sick, they can certainly prevent you needing to be hospitalised or needing an ICU bed that might be used for somebody else.
Tommy, just on another matter, the Taoiseach was also answering questions in relation to the investigation into the shooting dead of Private Sean Rooney in Lebanon last week. And he said he spoke to Lebanon's ambassador to Ireland following the funeral yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Leo Varadkar attended that funeral yesterday along with the Taoiseach, President and others, and also Lebanon's ambassador to Ireland was also attending that funeral. And on the fringes, Leo Varadkar had an opportunity to speak with him. He told reporters this morning that the ambassador assured him that the Lebanese government would carry out what he'd said was a full and thorough investigation into his killing. We know yesterday as well that there were reports that Lebanese authorities had identified suspects. However, Leo Varadkar did say also that there are three investigations ongoing, if you like. One is, of course, the Lebanese authorities' investigation, but there is also one being carried out by the United Nations and by Ireland. So we await the outcomes of those.
Tommy Mescal of our political staff, thank you for that.